situation. So we have to be able to adapt to the different defenses that we see, whether it's full court, half court. So they'll throw a lot of different things at us. And you know, just a matter of trying to push the ball when we can and then pulling the ball out and getting set up in the correct offenses when we need to.
I know, Coach, you want to continue try to cut down on those turnovers. Hurts you, of course, against Minden and against their pressure defense, but you really have to take care of the basketball in any game, but today too, right?
Yeah, and that can be one of those things that gets you a little bit in the holiday season when you've had the layoff and things, and that's just a matter of concentration and respecting the ball and making sure you make good passes. And, you know, just one of those things we keep talking about people coming to the ball and not waiting for the ball to get there, some of those fundamental things that we keep working on.
You'd like to go into the January part of the schedule, kind of the middle part of things, on a good note, wouldn't you, Coach? So a win today, it would be very important for the girls. They can head into this little holiday time feeling pretty good about themselves if they can come out and play well and get a victory today.
Yeah, you know, any time you can get a win, especially against the teams like Bennington and Minden and, you know, some of the teams that we've seen lately, and sometimes we kind of, you know, lose focus a little bit, but we're having, you know, one of those schedules, one of those years where we play tough team night after night after night, and you just have to bring your A game every time, and sometimes it can be hard to do that. But hopefully we can come out today and be ready to play and everybody be ready to knock down some shots and make it a good game and see what happens.
All right, Coach, good luck this afternoon, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Tim Marker, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Stay tuned. Holiday basketball coming up. Adams Central and Bennington, that's up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Call 463-4664. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate, compete, create, sing, play, study abroad,
collaborate, leave your mark,
make a difference, be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to T.L. Jones Middle School Gymnasium for the second day of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Our Adams Central basketball teams are taking on Bennington and Grand Island Northwest in this doubleheader for you here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Up first, the girls' consolation game. The Adams Central Lady Patriots taking on the Bennington Badgers, a Class B school. Bennington Badgers coming in with 3 wins and 4 losses on the year. The Adams Central Patriots at 1-6. In the first round yesterday in the girls' competition, Adams Central lost to Minden 76-33. And in overtime, Bennington was beaten by Grand Island Northwest by the score of 58-53. So it is Adams Central and Bennington in this girls' consolation game up first today. The boys' consolation game to follow, that will be the Adams Central Patriots taking on the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. The two championship games will be later today. The girls' game at 4:30. Minden taking on their opponent of Bennington in the year. Minden and Grand Island Northwest in the girls' championship, and then in the boys' championship, it'll be Minden and Bennington in that boys' championship. Both those games can be heard on Tide River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. But it's the girls' consolation game up first here on ESPN 1550 KICS. The Adams Central Lady Patriots taking on the Bennington Badgers. The Patriots, as we told you, 1 win, 6 losses on the season, getting their first win right before Christmas, beating Gibbon since then, the Patriots lose to Kearney Catholic on the 19th of December, and yesterday in the first round of the Men and Whippet, post score 76-33. The Patriots come in averaging 37.8 points per game. They are giving up around 50 per contest. And again, the Patriots yesterday hurt by the Minden pressure in the early part of the basketball game, turning the basketball over early. Minden jumping out to the early 7-0 lead, and the Whippets just had way too much for the Patriots yesterday and went on to the big victory in Adams Central. Again, with over 30 turnovers in the game, averaging about 30 per contest. That's been big bugaboo for the Lady Patriots this season, have been the turnovers. We'll see how they do here this afternoon against the Bennington Badgers. Tom Schumacher's team, 3 wins and 4 losses on this basketball season, and again, with a loss yesterday in overtime to Grand Island Northwest. We'll be back with the play-by-play of this first quarter after this 1 minute timeout.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Playing and singing of our national anthem before this first contest of four here today on the second day, the championship and consolation game day of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. The Adams Central girls taking on Bennington in this consolation matchup today. For the Adams Central Patriots, they are expected to start the 5'7 junior Kaylee Rader, 5'8 senior Georgie Johnson, 5'8 senior Sydney Niemeyer, and the guards, 5'5 senior Cheyenne Gotch and 5'4 junior Emily Boniface. For the Bennington Badgers, they're expected to start Carly Gansabaum, a 5'7 senior, their leading scorer. And Gansabaum had 16 in the loss yesterday. Skylar Dillon is a 5'7" senior. Sydney Haymus, a 5'10 senior. Aaron Westfall, a 5'7 senior. And 6-foot junior Michaela Torzon will be the center, the post position for the Badgers. Gansabaum had 16, Westfall had 10 in the overtime loss yesterday to Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central at 1-6, Bennington at 3-4, and the winner will be the consolation champion of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Adams Central will be the home team in their full white uniforms with the red numerals and the red and blue trim. Traveling blue for the Bennington Badgers, blue numerals and the black and white trim on those traveling blue uniforms. Adams Central will shoot at the basket to our left to start this game. You send out Niemeyer and Rader and Boniface and Gotch and Johnson. And jumping center will be Sydney Niemeyer again. The 6-foot junior Michaela Torzon for the Bennington Badgers. Not ready to go here in the consolation game. The boys' game to follow here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Tip control to the Badgers. Gansabaum. Carly has it underneath to Haymus. And if the basketball put up the shot, it will roll in. Early field goal by Sydney Haymus. So the Badgers out to a quick 2-0 lead. And they pressure the Lady Pages in the backcourt. Adams Central have had problems with pressure in the backcourt all season long. They clear this time into the scoring zone, and a man-to-man defense awaits them from the Bennington Badgers. And Emily Boniface with a pass to Sydney Niemeyer. So the Patriots try to get back in the win column after two consecutive losses. A three by Kaylee Rader in the air off the back iron. No good. Rebound on the far baseline. Grabbed there by Skylar Dillon of the Bennington Badgers. They run the ball into the front court. There's a pass underneath. Knocked out of bounds by Georgie Johnson. Intended for the 6-footer Torzon, but Johnson knocked it out of bounds. Bennington to inbound the basketball to the left of their basket. Early 2-0 lead, inbounded to Haymus. Amos now to Aaron Westfall. To Skyler Dillon. Inside, chop it up with the left hand. It's going to be up there and good by Michaela Torzon with the left hand. The junior makes her first field goal, and Bennington out to a quick 4-0 lead in the game. And the Patriots will turn it over in the backcourt. They go against the pressure of Bennington. Patriots turn it over, and it'll be basketball inbounded by Gansebaum. Carly will throw it in for Bennington. Patriots' first turnover of the game, and Gansebaum long to Skyler Dillon. The left wing to Gansebaum. The senior puts up the three in the air off the iron. No good. The rebound by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. The Patriots want to run. They do from right to left. Front court is Kaylee Rader. Hands the ball to Gotch. Cheyenne to the baseline. Back out to Johnson, to Rader. Left wing to Emily Bonifus. Bonifus into the lane. Bounce pass on the wing to Johnson in the corner to Rader for three in the air. In and out of there. No good. The rebound pulled down by Amos Bennington to Gansebaum. Carly into the front court. She runs. Bounce pass to Dillon. Skyler Dillon with it. 4-0 Bennington. A minute and a half gone in this consolation girls game at the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Dillon, a pass underneath. Nice pass to Amos. Tipped away from her. She can't control it. Out of bounds off Amos. And the Badgers turn it over for the first time. Adam Central will take it out underneath the Bennington basket. Now come the length of the floor. Johnson now to Gotch. Cheyenne Gotch in the backcourt. Facing the Bennington pressure. It's kind of his own trap. In the backcourt, Johnson still has it in the backcourt. The Patriots are going to get a timeout here. The Patriots near that 10-second call getting it across the timeline. So Tim Marker calls a timeout. We'll take one with 6:11 to go in period number one. It's Bennington 4, Adams Central nothing. We're back in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Minden. 4-0, Bennington leading Adams Central in this girls' consolation game at the Minden Holiday Tournament. The boys' game to follow consolation. That'll be Adams Central against Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots playing a couple of Class B schools in these consolation games. Johnson inbounds, does in the backcourt to Kaylee Rader. Adams Central ball. Patriots try to get on the scoreboard here. Down 4-0, Gotch front court. To Boniface, Emily with it, to Georgie Johnson, some man-to-man defense by the Bennington Badgers. Cheyenne Gotch behind the screen, takes a three, will be out of there, no good, the rebound to Amos, the 5'10 senior. Amos quickly front court to Skyler Dillon, cut off there by Boniface. Dillon now to Amos, she will drive, put up the shot, no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Georgie Johnson of Adams Central will pick up the first foul of the contest and to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be the senior, Sydney Humus, for the Bennington Badgers. Amos had 8 in the overtime loss yesterday to Northwest. She makes the first free throw. She has 3. The Badgers lead it 5-0. Amos' next free throw is up and good. Makes them both. 6-0 Badgers. Pressure in the backcourt by the Badgers. Niemeyer to Gotch. Front court bounce pass to Rader. Kaylee with it. Rest of her teammates catch up with her in the offensive zone. And a pass to Niemeyer. As it's going to the offense against this man-to-man defense of Bennington. Niemeyer still with it. Right of the lane. Bounce pass is tipped out of bounds by Gansebaum. It was intended for Rader. Gansebaum almost getting the steal. But it's off her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Boniface throwing it in for Adams Central. 2.5 minutes gone in this first quarter. Boniface inbounds to Niemeyer. Sydney takes an 18-footer off the backboard and glass and good. Not called, but it'll count. Sydney Niemeyer first steal goal of the game for the Patriots. 6-2 Bennington. Gansebaum lost control of it in the backcourt, but it was tipped into the backcourt by Cheyenne Gotch, so no violation of the Badgers. The tour's on. Michaela baseline pass, and now another pass on the baseline intended for Hamus will go through her legs and out of bounds, but it's off of the Badgers. They turn it over. Aaron pass there in the paint, and Bennington turns it over to the Patriots. 6-2 Bennington, 5:08 to go first quarter. Johnson inbounds in the backcourt to Niemeyer, double team, but gets it off to Boniface. 2-on-2 the other way. Boniface between the legs of a defender. To Rader, back out to Gotch for 2 in the air, off the iron, no good. The rebound pulled down by Sydney Amos in the backcourt. Amos, 5'10 senior, Torjon, the 6-foot junior. Height advantage to the Badgers here. Gansebaum with it, the senior, 13-footer in the air and in the hole. Carly Gansebaum, remember her from last year, basketball player, and she's now a senior. 16 yesterday, gets her first two. The Badgers lead it 8-2. It gets in the backboard. Boniface front court pass to Raider. They just clear the 10-second line. A pass back to Boniface. To Gotch. 17-footer by Cheyenne's in the air and in the hole. Nothing but net there. Cheyenne Gotch first field goal. Patriots second field goal. They're down 8-4. Gansabom across the timeline. Gotch with the defense there. Patriots in a man-to-man defense. Left wing pass to Skyler Dillon. Dillon cross courts are way too strong, intended for Aaron Westfall over her head and out of bounds. And the Badgers turn it over for the third time. And Sammy Hansen, a 6'1 junior, comes in. And Alex Lowski, a 5'9 sophomore for the Badgers. Two new ones in there for Badgers. Adam Central usually runs 9 or 10 in, and they've got some substitutions in the game, too. Brianna Shook and Anna Queen in the contest. And also Alex Grimmett. Patriots Shook has the basketball. Brianna, 5'5 junior, with left-handed dribble. Pass back out and shots it up by Raider from the wing. It's good. A three-pointer. Kaylee Raider, a good three-point shooter, gets her first. The Patriots cut it to 1 at 8-7. Adam Central on the defense now. Hands the bomb front court. Right wing to Westfall. Aaron with the top of the key to Sammy Hansen. Left wing to Gansabom. Inside pass. Chops it up by Torzon. Is no good. A battle for it. And the rebound is taken by Alex Grimmett of Adams Central. And she's fouled on the play in the backcourt. So a foul call there on Michaela Torzon in the backcourt on Bennington. The Patriots will throw it in on the non-shooting foul situation. Down here 8-7. Patriots pass in the backcourt. Grimmett. But to pass it over the 6'1" Sammy Hansen, and Hansen knocked it out of bounds, and Johnson will throw it in for Adam Semple. Into the backcourt to Anna Queen. Queen, a 5'4 junior, on the floor. Queen, front court pass to Brianna Shook. Brianna into the scoring zone, bounce pass to Jennifer Grimmett, goes off the leg of the Bennington Badger, picked up by Georgie Johnson. To Queen, to Shook. Brianna gets the screen, passes on the left wing, too high for Georgie Johnson, over her head and out of bounds. Patriots second turnover, basketball two. The Badgers of Bennington leading 8-7 with 3:12 to go. Charlie Bostock, 5'10 freshman, will report in for Adam Central. Georgie Johnson's first rest. Queen, Bostock, Raider, Shook, and Grimmett for Adam Central. So four off the bench, one starter in the game for the Patriots. Lowski with the basketball, top of the key to Sammy Hansen for the Badgers. Right side to Gansabom. Inside now to Torzon, to Hansen. To Gansabom. They look inside for Torzon, who's 6 foot. Hansen's 6'1", so two big post players in there for the Bennington Badgers. Inside now to Hansen. One dribble and a travel. Hansen looking for someone to throw it to. Travels. That's the fourth turnover on the Badgers. Adam Civil basketball. First breather for Kaylee Raider. In the back end of the game, starter Cheyenne Gotch for the Patriots. So they've gone 9 deep here, but Gotch back in. Queen in the backcourt, double team pass to Gotch. 3-on-2 to our left. Giving the ball up to Grimmett is Gotch, and Alex lost control of it out of bounds. The Patriots turn it over for the third time. 8-7, Bennington. 2:37 to go, first quarter. Gansabom, the senior, controls that basketball for the Badgers. Front court pass to Lowski. Back to Gansabom. Left wing pass now to Aaron Westfall. Westfall inside to Torzon. Michaela Turner shoots with the left hand. No good. Hansen, offensive rebound. Shot up. No good. A foul part of the baseline. Grabbed there by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. Stepped out of bounds, though, after she grabbed it. Cheyenne tried to walk the tightrope on the end line. Could not do it, and the Patriots give it back to the Badgers. Gansabom will play it in for the Bennington Badgers underneath their own basket to the left a bit. Gansabom looks, goes long to Lowski. Alex with it. In the corner to Gansabom. She'll take the three from there. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. Shook runs it down for Adam Simple. Brianna with the rebound now to Cheyenne Gotch. Patriots can go ahead for the first time. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Gotch, a right wing pass to Bostock. Carter way out on the wing. Pass inside for Queen is picked off. Knocked away and picked off. The steal there by the Badgers. Gansabom quickly into the front court. Knocked out of bounds with a pass there. Brianna Shook anticipating that pass. Knocked it away and out of bounds. First appearance for Sydney Bernosic for Adams Central. And Sydney Niemeyer, a starter, also coming back in for the Patriots. And also the first appearance for the freshman Josie Bumgardner for Adams Central. Skyler Dillon back in for the Badgers. First breather for Gansabom. Basketball now, Westfall in the left wing. Top 50 now to Skyler Dillon to Westfall. To Dillon, they look inside for the post players, and Sidney Amos back in off the bench. There's a pass tipped away. Another turnover on Bennington. 5 apiece in this game. Patriots get the steal. comes forward to Bumgarner. Bumgarner, top of the key for Bernasek for three. Oh, Sydney Bernasek off that bench. She's a good shooter, too. And Bernasek makes the three. Adam Simple gets their first lead at 10-8. Pass inside to Hanson, puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Hanson misses the shot, the rebound. Taken there by Bumgarner. For Adam Simple, dribbles it with the left hand across the timeline. 10-8, Adam Simple with their first lead. Got that. The 120 mark of this quarter. Well behind, 6-0, but the Patriots now lead it 10-8. They have the ball in the front court. Bumgarner to Niemeyer, Sidney with it. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. To Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch, the defender goes for the steal, doesn't get a Gotch three-pointer. It's going to be an air ball. Good. Bernasek tries to save it, can't, as it hits the end line. Emily Bennington basketball. Checking back in will be Georgie Johnson for the final 44 seconds. Play a little defense here, replacing Alex Grimmett, the sophomore for Adam Simple. So Johnson, the starter, back in. Bennington basketball down by two. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Controlling Aaron Westfall across the timeline. Defense of Cheyenne Gotch. Knocked away by Gotch and a foul called in Cheyenne. Close there. There's too much hand and wrist there. Foul on Gotch. Team foul number two in the Patriots. Only three fouls called in this game so far. Adam Central on the defense. 35 seconds to go. They lead it 10-8. Alex Lowski, the sophomore, has the basketball. Gives it to Hamus. Hamus will drive, shoot, and score. Nice drive and score there by Hamus. And she has six of the 10 for the Badgers. 20 seconds to go. We're tied at 10. Bernasek in the backcourt for Adam Central. Bernasek to the timeline. Tipped away from her. A couple of players hit the floor. Jump ball called. All from the possession. It will stay with Adam Central. Now Patriots will get the basketball on that jump ball call with 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. Patriots try to throw it in. Johnson plays it in. Looks for someone to throw it to. Does in the backcourt to Niemeyer. Niemeyer across the timeline into the scoring zone with 8 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Bernasek. Sydney throws it up with about 5 seconds to go, and it's good for two. Bernasek had to heave that one. She thought maybe there was a little more time on the clock, and a little less time on the clock than it was, but Sydney got it to fall. Nothing but net. Bernasek throws it in from about 18 feet, and that ends the first quarter. After one, it's Adams Central 12, Bennington 10. Back with period number two in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Well, we played one quarter here in the girls' consolation game, the Minden Holiday Tournament, and Adams Central leads Bennington by the score of 12-10. The Patriots fell behind 6-0. But then outscored the Badgers 12-4 the final half of that period. And it's 12-10 Adams Central, 5 for Sydney Bernasek off the bench to lead the Adams Central, scoring 6 for Sydney Hamus. And Connie Gansebaum gets the ball for Bennington as they have possession to start the second quarter. Back in the game, Gansebaum. Hamus is out there. Sammy Hansen on the left wing now to Gansebaum. Inside, shot put up there is going to be good this time by Hannah Sowers. Hannah Sowers to start the second quarter, first field goal, and we're tied at 12. Adam Central has Cheyenne Gotch, Georgie Johnson, Emily Boniface, Sydney Niemeyer. Amy Rader and Emily Boniface on the floor, and it's high up on the play, and Adam Central will get the basketball. Jump ball call, Patriots will control on the alternate possession on the jump ball. 12-12 tie, 7:34 to go in period number two. Downing is Boniface, does to Gotch in the front court for the Patriots. Now a little zone trap pressure here by the Bennington Badgers, and Gotch's pass is kicked out of bounds by Carla Gansebaum, and it'll be Patriots and Downing on the far sideline, just inside of the timeline. Boniface wants to play it in, goes to Gotch. Cheyenne with it for Adams Central. Double team there, bounce pass on the wing is going to be tipped and stolen. Patriots will turn it over this time. There's a pass picked off by Boniface. Badgers return the favor. Boniface front court to Raider. Back out to Gotch for three in the air. off the backboard and rim, no good. A battle for the baseline grab there by the Badgers. Michaela Torzon gets it up to Carly Gansabom. Gansabom will cross the timeline to the Badgers. Left wing to Hamas. Shot in the air is going to be an air ball, no good. Grabbed on the weak side by Emily Boniface. Boniface will run it into the front court for Adam Simple. We're still tied at 12. 6:50 to go in period number two. There's a pass to Gotch. Cheyenne with it for Adam Central. She'll slow it up. Takes one dribble. Bounce pass to Nemo. It's going to be picked off by Sammy Hansen. Hansen will drive. Lost control of it out of bounds. So the Badgers return that favor again. The team's tied at 7 turnovers. And we're still tied at 12 on the scoreboard. We had a shook in. Cheyenne Gotch out for Adam Central. Takes its escape there. And Sammy Hansen, the 6'1 junior, lost control of that basketball underneath the basket. We're still tied at 12. Shook's pass is going to be knocked away, picked up by Niemeyer. She will drive, put up the shot, no good, but Sidney fouled on the play. And Niemeyer will go to the line and shoot two. Foul call on Sammy Hansen of the Badgers and Sidney Niemeyer to shoot two. Sidney has one field goal in the game. Better break this tie. Niemeyer's throw in the air is going to be off the backboard and iron, no good. Will shoot the second, foul in the act, missed the first. Second one up by Sidney with the right hand is going to be off the other side. No good. Compensated too much. Off the left side, then off the right side. Rebound to the Badgers. Driving a Gansabom. She will drive. Missed the layup with the left hand. Battle on the baseline. Georgie Johnson tries to grab it. Tied up on the play by Hannah Towers of Bennington. It's all from the possession. It will stay with the Badgers. Quickly checking back in, Skylar Dillon, the senior, going out. Sammy Hansen for the Badgers. 6:21 to go. Badgers play it in. The Sowers. The tours on. Swinging around to Gansabom for three short. Air ball tipped out of bounds. Off the Patriot, Haley Raiders, and stay with Bennington. The Badgers will get their third opportunity here on this possession. Found it, and the shot put up there is going to be no good by Torzon, but she's fouled inbounds past the Torzon. The six-footer put up the shot. She was fouled, and she'll shoot two. Emily Boniface picks up that foul her first, and shooting two. And Michaela Torzon makes the first, rolls it in. She has three, and it's 13-12 Bennington. We have the makings of one going close to the wire in this one, maybe. The second one's good by Torzon. Makes them both. She has four. Badgers have 14. They lead 14-12. Down in the backcourt to Shook to Boniface. No pressure in that backcourt by the Badgers. Just one person there. And the Patriots still lose control of the ball and bounce it off their foot. And there's a foul in the backcourt by the Patriots' Georgie Johnson after the Patriots turn the basketball over. There's going to be a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with 6:02 to go in the first half. It's Bennington 14, Adams Central 12, back in 30 seconds.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply, the AgriMax size 480 80R42, and the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
Welcome back to Minden, 14-12 Bennington. They have the basketball. 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes to go in period number two of our girls' consolation game here at the Minden Holiday Tournament. Gansabom in the front court, an offensive foul, and Carly Haley Rader takes that charge. And offensive foul on Gansabom. We'll turn it over to Adam Semple on the eighth Bennington turnover. 5:54 to go before halftime. Patriot basketball down by two. Boniface front court weaves her way through the defense. Bounce pass on the wing to Alex Grimmett, who's checked back in. Grimmett stepped out of bounds on the baseline. So Adam Settle turns it right back over for the ninth time. 5:45 to go in the first half. 14-12 Bennington. It was 12-10 Patriots at the quarter. So Adam Central's not scored in this quarter. Bucket and two free throws for the Badgers. They have the ball. Torzon will drive. Left-handed runner from seven. Rolls across the rim and no good. Tipped out of bounds by Torzon. She goes for the offensive rebound of the Adams Central basketball. Niemeyer inbounds in the backcourt to Brianna Shook. Shook and Boniface out there at the guards. Niemeyer Grimmett, and Rader up front for Adams Central. Shook in the backcourt, front court pass to Niemeyer. Sydney will give it back to Brianna Shook. Working against this 1-3-1 zone, they try to get a trap if they can, do the Badgers out of this zone defense. Adams Central Shook to Boniface, right side to Niemeyer. Back to Boniface, double team, stolen out of there by Torzon. On the steal there by Michaela Torzon. Front quarter of the Badgers, there's a pass going to be too strong into the corner for Torzon, and a turnover for the Badgers. 10 on Adams Central, 9 on the Badgers. Sydney Bernoffic checks in for Adams Central, and Carly Bostock in for the Patriots. Rader sits down, Niemeyer sits down. So Bostock in there with Boniface, Shook, Bernoffic, and Grimmett. Patriots ball in the backcourt. Shook now to Boniface. Her pass is going to be wide of the mark and a foul on the Patriots. Brianna Shook, so the Patriots again will toss that ball errantly. A foul call on Brianna Shook. 5 team fouls on the Patriots. Only 3 on Bennington, and the Badgers still lead 14-12 with 4:45 to go. Front court, the Badgers have the basketball. Wheeling and dealing inside, shot put up, going to be short there, no good by Hamas. And tipped out of bounds by Adams Central on the rebound attempt. It'll be Bennington basketball. 4:36 to go before halftime. Gansebaum will throw it in. Does. The rest fall back to Gansebaum. Charlie has no shot, moves a dribble through some pressure, gets a screen, puts up a shot from underneath. No good, but she's fouled on the play, and Gansebaum. The 2 points will go to the line to shoot 2. 4.5 minutes to go. Gansebaum shoots 2. Foul call there. Sydney Bernoffic, her first Gansebaum's free throw up and up to the bottom of the net. She has 3. Badgers lead 15-12. Checking in, Abby Hunke, a 5'7 junior, her first appearance for the Badgers. So Hunke into the basketball game, and Hannah Sowers goes out. Cheyenne Gotch back in for Adams Central. Result by Gansebaum. Gets them both, nothing but net. 16-12. Badgers with a 6-0 run in the second quarter. Patriots in the front court at Cheyenne Gotch now again for man-to-man defense for the Badgers. Now they go back into that zone trap. Gotch to Bernoffic. Patriots working on the perimeter in Sydney travel. Got the call on Bernoffic. Turnover Patriots. 4:13 to go in the first half. 16-12 Bennington. They have the basketball. Carly Gansebaum into the scoring zone. Pass underneath. Nice pass underneath. But Badgers can't control it underneath. But they do get the basketball back after it's tipped. Gansebaum has the basketball. Inside to Torzon. Back to Gansebaum. Already looks inside for Torzon, finds her on the baseline, back out to Gansebaum. They play a little catch here. Gansebaum drives the lane, shot put up from 5, it's going to be no good, tipped around, grabbed there by the Badgers. Back out to 3 is Westfall, going to be no good. The rebound is shipped for Adams Central, she's fouled in the backcourt by the Badgers, Abby Hunke. 14 foul in the Badgers, 3:40 to go before halftime, 16-12. Badgers, Adams Central, no points this quarter. Patriots with a good period number 2. Led 12-10 after 1. It's 16-12 now, Badgers. Adams Central needs a bucket here. Pass tipped away from Gotch. Patriots will turn it over again. The steal by the Badgers. There's a shot put up, an offensive foul on Michaela Torzon. She runs over a Patriot, the second on Torzon. So the offensive foul gives the ball back to Adams Central. Alex Grimmett to play it in. Patriots will come the length of the floor, trailing by 4, 16-12. Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. Across that timeline. Double team there, bounce pass. Going to be picked off by Gansebaum, and she's tripped unintentionally by Brianna Shook. A foul call on Brianna. And the Patriots get to their 7th foul, but Gansebaum is going to go to the line and shoot the 1-1 for Bennington. Carly has 4 points. She's 2 out of 2 from the line. The Badgers 6 out of 6 from the line as Sammy Hansen checks in for Michaela Torzon. Torzon leads with 2 fouls and 6 first quarter points. Shook goes out. Jilgi Bumgardner comes in for Adams Central. Gansebaum shooting the 1 in bonus, makes the first. 17-12 Badgers. 7 out of 7 from the line for Bennington this half. They have a 5-point lead in the game. Free throw up. Second one good by Gansebaum. She made all 4 of hers this quarter. 18-12. Patriots in the backcourt. Lost control of the ball stolen by Hunky to Gansabomb. To Hunky. The Patriots for the 14th time turn it over in this first half. Gansabomb with it, 3:05 to go. Pass kicked out of bounds by Sidney Pernasson. Sidney Niemeyer comes in for Alex Grimmett for Adams Central. And Sidney Hamus will throw it in for the Badgers right in front of the Adams Central bench. Does to Hansen. Back out to Hamus. Corner to Gansabomb inside to Hansen. Turn around from seven. No good. Grabbed on the baseline there on the rebound by the Patriots' Josie Bumgarner. Josie lost control of the basketball. Just bounced it off her foot and out of bounds. Patriots turn it over once again. 2:53 to go. Again, Adams Central. No points in this quarter. 15 turnovers in this first half. Really been plagued by the turnovers. Inside to Hansen. Turns from five. Shot off there. No good. Rebound by Bostock, a freshman. She's fouled in the backcourt by Abby Hunke. That'll be the second on Hunke. 16th foul on the Badgers, so the Patriots will not shoot free throws. They shot only two. Missed them both. And with 2:44 to go in the first half, it's 18-12. Pass underneath over the head of Bostock and out of bounds. Patriots will give it back to the Bennington Badgers. 2:40 to play. Skylar Dillon back in for Abby Hunke for the Badgers. 2:40, clock runs now in the second quarter. 18-12, Bennington. All 8 points this quarter by the Badgers. Aaron Westfall between the rings and the dribble. Gives up that dribble pass to the Gansabomb. Harley with it. Gansabomb to her left, now to her right, into the lane. Passes on the wing to Westfall for three, in the hole for three. And Westfall for three, and just like that, it's 21-12. The Badgers up by nine. They are on an 11-0 run this quarter. There's a pass picked off. Patriots will turn it over once again. Long pass on, dribbling it underneath, and bouncing it off her foot. Sydney Hayes. The Badgers turn over. Pronounce it out. Bonifaz in for Adam Central. The Patriots. Now with 17 turnovers, and Tim Marker wants them to get the timeout for Adams Central. Timeout on the floor with 2:06 to go before halftime. Bennington 21, Adams Central 12, back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Bennington Badgers have all 11 points in the second quarter of this girls' consolation game. The Patriots have not scored. It's now 21-12, Bennington. Patriots had a 12-10 lead after the first quarter. A good first quarter, but have been plagued by turnovers in this second quarter. For the half, the Patriots have unofficially 17. Patriots need a bucket. They need to get off the schneid here in the second quarter. Only 2:06 to play. Patriots have a Raider on the floor, Bostock, Bumgarner, Boniface, and Niemeyer. Tim Marker tries to find the right combination here to get some points on the board. Pressure in the backcourt. 2-2-1 zone pressure by the Badgers. Backcourt to Niemeyer, to Boniface. Long front court pass to Bostock. Cross-court pass now to Grimmett. Ball tipped around. Three players hit the floor, and a jump ball called off, and the possession stays with Adams Central. Anna Queen will check in. 5'4 junior for Adams Central. So Queen quickly off the bench, and out of the ball game will be Josie Bumgarner. Queen will throw it in, does on the baseline to Niemeyer. Niemeyer to Boniface. Emily with it in the corner to Queen. Bounce pass is kicked there by one of the Bennington Badgers, and it'll be Patriot basketball. 1:42 to go before halftime. 21-12, Bennington. Queen inbounds to Raider. Katie with it, right side to Queen. Queen gives up her dribble pass. Side to Bostock, kicked away from her and stolen out of there, but no, out of bounds off the Badgers. They almost get another steal. Adams Central retains possession of the basketball. And Emily Boniface will throw it in on the far sideline between the rings. Emily does to Anna Queen. Queen dribbles it back out of trouble now to Boniface. Pass underneath is going to be picked off. Pass not crisp enough there. Patriots turn it over once again. Long pass underneath to Hansen from Gansabomb, and Hansen scores. Nice pass by Ganselbaum, 23-12, Bennington. And a queen with it. Lost control of the basketball. Give the time on Anna. Will pick it up. Passes to Boniface. Boniface is knocked down by Sammy Hansen. 6'1 junior Hansen picks up her second. 17 foul, and Adam Central will go to the line for the one and bonus. The first opportunity for the one and bonus in this game. 1:05 to go before halftime. Emily Boniface will go to the line. Will toe it up. As Michaela Torzon will check in for Sammy Hansen. Hansen goes out of the game with two fouls and 2 points in this first half. And the starter Torzon back in. Boniface for the one and one. Adam Central up and no good. The rebound to Torzon. The Patriots go out of three from the line. And Bennington basketball. The Patriots still shut out into this second quarter. Front court is Westfall. Now to Ganselbaum. 50 seconds to play before halftime. Ganselbaum in the corner to Dillon. Back out to Hamas. Tipped away but grabbed by Torzon. Now to Westfall. Aaron on the left wing to the free throw line. Knocked away from her, but no foul going to be called on Emily Boniface. Two on Emily, one in bonus coming up for Aaron Westfall, the senior. Westfall has made a three-point field goal. She'll go to the line for the one and one. Quickly checking in, Abby Hunke and Alex Posky for the Badgers. Ganselbaum and Dillon go out. Westfall misses the free throw, but the rebound goes to the corner, and it's Adam Central basketball. So Westfall misses the front end of the one-and-one. The ball bounces off the rim and out of bounds. The Patriots control. Anna Queen, front court now to Shook. Brianna with it. Now pass to Rader. Kaylee tries to grab the ball. Does. Passes to Queen. Queen to the baseline. Back out to Rader. Takes the three from there. Off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. The rebound towards on. 25 seconds to go. Badgers have an 11-point lead, and they may play for the last shot of this quarter. Adam Settle again shut out in period number two here. There's a steal by the Patriots. Anna Queen, she gets into the front court with 10 seconds to go. So the Patriots get the steal there underneath, shot put up by Bostock. It's good with 6 seconds to go. Bostock with the field goal. And that's the first bucket of the quarter into the front court. Badgers try to put up a shot. They can't get one off. It's close. And that will end the first half of play. Adam Central getting its only field goal with 6 seconds to go in the first half of that second quarter. 23-14 in favor of the Bennington Badgers here at halftime. So we'll take a timeout. The halftime score in this girls' consolation game, Bennington 23, Adams Central 14. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to Minden, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball coming your way this afternoon right here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We're at halftime of the girls' consolation game of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. It's Bennington 23, Adams Central 14 here at halftime. Adams Central led this game 12-10 after the first quarter. The Patriots score only 2 points in the second quarter, get a field goal with 6 seconds to go in the quarter from Carly Bostock to make the score 23-14 here at halftime. So Adams Central outscored 13-2 in the second quarter. Patriots fell behind early in this game 6-0, but came back to take their first lead at 10-8 with 1:20 to go in the first. Adams Central led 12-10 after the first quarter, but the Patriots plagued by first-half turnovers once again, and especially in period number two, ended up turning it over 18 times into the first half compared to 12 for Bennington. Again, Adams Central could not score until the 6 second mark left in the quarter. Their first and only field goal makes the score here at halftime, 23-14. So the Badgers scored the first 13 of the second quarter. Patriots get the last two, and it's 23-14 Bennington at halftime. The Patriots outscore the Badgers 12-10 in the first quarter. Bennington comes back to outscore Adams Central 13-2 in the second quarter, leads it here at halftime on a score of 23-14 in the contest. Adams Central got 5 points from Sydney Bernasek, got those five in a row to end the first quarter. 3 points on a Katie Rader three-pointer. She has three and two apiece for Sydney Niemeyer, Cheyenne Gotch, and Carly Bostock. The Patriots 0-3 from the free throw line, and again unofficially with 18 first-half turnovers. For the Bennington Badgers, 6 points apiece for Carly Gansebaum and Sydney Hamus, and 4 points for Michaela Torzon, a three-pointer for Aaron Westfall, and 2 points for Hannah Sowers and Sammy Hansen off the bench for the Bennington Badgers. They go 6 out of 7 from the line in the second quarter, 2 out of 2 in the first. The Badgers 8 out of 9 from the free throw line, and they unofficially had 12 first-half turnovers. And here at halftime, the Badgers 23, Adams Central 14. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you some more halftime information and what's coming up later today in this tournament and our family of stations, Platte River Radio, after this 2-minute timeout.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Thank you. Okay, welcome back to Minden's C.L. Jones Middle School Gymnasium and the halftime activities here at the girls' consolation game of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Bennington leading Adams Central by the score 23-14. On the boys' game to follow consolation game will be the Adams Central Patriots against Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings and the Patriots will go at it. They'll also play each other in January. So it'll be the first of at least two meetings this season between these two ball clubs, and the first up two, because Grand Island Northwest, of course, a Class B school. The Patriots C1 basketball this year on the boys' side of things. And it'll be Northwest and Adams Central next. We'll have that game right here for you on ESPN 1550 KICS. And later on today, the championship games of this tournament, the girls' championship, will be Minden and Grand Island Northwest at 4:30. Then the Minden boys will take on Bennington at 6:15 for the boys' title. You can hear both those games on Platte River Radio's The Breeze at KLIQ-FM 94.5. And later today on Platte River Radio's 1230 KJS Radio, you can hear Mike Will describing the St. Cecilia basketball games on day number two of the Aurora New Year's Eve tournament. Now, the girls of St. Cecilia will be playing at 5 o'clock at the sports complex in the championship game against Norfolk Catholic. The St. Cecilia boys will play at 7 o'clock in the north gym of that sports complex in Aurora. St. Cecilia taking on Norfolk Catholic for the consolation third-place game at the Aurora New Year's Eve tournament. So the girls of St. Cecilia in the championship at 5, the boys of St. Cecilia in the consolation at 7, both those games on 1230 KHAS radio, 1230 on your dial. We'll take one more break, and when we return, we'll have the third period of play. We're at halftime with the score, Bennington's girls 23, Adams Central 14. We'll be back with period number 3 in 1 minute.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
Third quarter about to begin. It'll be Bennington basketball as they shoot at the basket to our left. They have a 9-point lead as we begin this third period. Sydney Amos will throw it in. Carly Gansabom, Skylar Dillon on the floor, Michaela Torzon, and Aaron Westfall for the Bennington Badgers. Cheyenne Gotch, Emily Boniface, Kaylee Rader, Georgie Johnson, Sydney Niemeyer for Adams Central. Patriots in the man-to-man defense. Bennington has that 9-point lead, third quarter underway. Amos will drive, shoot, and miss the shot. Underneath is Johnson. She tries to grab it, but over the top there on the rebounding attempt. Michaela Torzon, her third foul. 6-foot junior picks up her third, 20 seconds into this third quarter. Patriots, again, the shorter team here has been the case most of the season. Torzon is 6 foot. Sammy Hansen, the 6'1 junior, has also played quite a bit. Rader in the right corner, back up to the top of the key to Boniface. Again, the zone defense for the Badgers. Pass inside, intended for Johnson, tipped out of bounds by Sidney Amos. Patriots will play it in. Boniface will throw it in to Niemeyer. Niemeyer puts up the shot. Good by Sidney. The Patriots, after only 2 points in the second quarter, hit their first field goal attempt in the third quarter, and it's 23-16 Bennington. Gansabom loses her defender, takes the 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Hamas. Shot put up there, no good. Johnson grabs it for Adams Central. Now the pass to Gotch. Front of the field is Boniface. Her shot is tipped out of bounds. Good defense as Gansabom gets back. Boniface heading for the hoop for the layup. Gansabom gets back to knock the shot out of bounds, and the Patriots will play it in down here, 23-16. 7:05 to go, third quarter. Inbounded to Johnson, to Boniface. Bounce pass back out to Gotch for three. It's going to be short, no good. The rebound by Gansabom. Hardy will dribble that basketball to the timeline. Crosses it for Bennington. blue and black of the Bennington Badgers. Runner-up off the backboard is no good. Wild shot there by Dillon, but rebounded offensively by Hamas of Bennington. To Westfall, 13-footer by Aaron is good. Aaron Westfall has five. The Badgers lead 25-16. Adam Simple in the backcourt is Boniface. Little token pressure back there by Kyler Dillon. Gotch now to Boniface. Dillon running across court here is the point on this defense, and there's a bounce pass too strong for Gotch. Out of bounds, Patriots. First turnover of the second half. It'll be Bennington basketball. Ganzabal, the 5'7 senior, into the front court for Bennington. Bounce pass inside to Torzon. Torzon lost control of it. The Patriots have Johnson and Rader there. They tie up Torzon. All for possession. It'll go to Adams Central. So that will be a turnover on Bennington on the jump ball call. Patriots get possession. Down 25-16 with 6:12 to go. Clock runs. Period number three. There's a pass too strong on this side. Emily Boniface throwing it to where she thought Cheyenne Gotch was going to be, I guess. Cheyenne was not there. That ball just bounced out of bounds. 20 turnovers in Adam Central. Brianna shook in. Emily Boniface out for the Patriots. Shook the 5'5 junior. Back in the game with Adam Central. Ball back in their man-to-man defense. Skylar Dillon has the ball. Off of the key to Hamas. Sitting with the right side to Ganzabal. Look inside. Don't pass there. Gotch with the defense. Ganzabal will drive. Put up the shot off the glass and good. 8 for Carly. 27-16. In the backcourt, there's going to be a foul called in the backcourt on Cheyenne Gotch as Adam Semple turned the basketball over again and had the foul. Cheyenne Gotch picks up the foul. Her second. 27-16 and fouled in the act after that steal is Skylar Dillon. She missed the first free throw. Fouled in the act after the steal. Connie Bostock in, Georgie Johnson out. Adam Central, Sammy Hansen in, and Michaela Torzon out for the Badgers. 27-16 as Dillon shoots the second free throw. Missed them both. A battle for the rebound and Neymar goes to the floor. Hansen goes to the floor. All from possession and will stay with Bennington. So Patriots can't grab that missed free throw rebound, and the tie-up gets the ball to Bennington. Ganzabal to throw it in. 27-16, Bennington. Out to Hansen. Underneath the Ganzabal, puts up the five-footer. No good rebound. Shot up. No good this time by Hamas, but she's fouled on the play. Sydney Hamas to the line to shoot two for the Badgers. 27-16, Bennington. 5:39 to go in period number three on Brianna Shook. Free throw up and good. Hamas, she has seven. 28-16, biggest lead of the night. Bostock out. Alex Grimmett in for Adam Central. Biggest lead of the night is 12 here by the Badgers. Second free throw is off, no good. Rebound to Grimmett for Adam Central. Badgers missing only one free throw in the first half. Numbers three this quarter. An option to the front court for Adam Central. Bounce pass to Shook, top of the key. 28-16, Badgers. Neymar. Take the three. Gotch will from the wing. In the air, in the hole. Cheyenne Gotch for three. She has five. And it's 28-19. Patriots down by nine. Front court, Ganzabal for the Bennington Badgers. Bounce pass to Hamas now. The shot put up by Ganzabal, and she's fouled as she hits the floor. Foul call on Adam Central. Cheyenne Gotch picks up another one. That's three on Gotch. Ganzabal will go to the line and shoot a pair for the Badgers. She has 8 points in the game. And free throw up and in and out and back down for Ganzabal. She's 5 out of 5 from the line, has 9 points. 29-19. And Gotch with three fouls will go to the bench. And Josie Bumgarner, freshman, in for the Patriots. Ganzabal second free throw. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Perfect from the line. Ganzabal 6 out of 6. The lead back to 11. The 3 minutes gone. 5 minutes to play in period number three. 30-19, Bennington. Shook front foot to Niemeyer. Underneath to Grimmett. Her shot up and off. No good. Rebound by Rader. Up and good. Amy Rader, weak side rebound and basket. She has 5. 30-21, Bennington. Ganzabal front court. Spins to the free throw line. Bounce pass there to Westfall. Inside. Shot put up there by Hansen. Going to be short. Offensive rebound to Hamas. Back out to Westfall in the wing for three in the hole. And Westfall has 5 this quarter, 8 in the game. Make that 3, 33-21. Badgers up again by 12. 33-21. Shook backcourt for Adams Central. Frontcourt pass going to be tipped away and stolen. Adams Central will turn it over. Now Shook gets the steal. Bennington with the ball back to the Patriots. Shook pass to Grimmett. Knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Danny Hendricks. Dorothy Johnson back into the Patriots. Jimmy Niemeyer out. 4:11 to go third quarter. 33-21 in favor of Bennington. Patriot basketball. Josie Bumgarner, the freshman, will throw it in for the Patriots. Does to Raider. Right side to Shook, and then too strong. Upper hand and out of bounds. Number 23 on the turnover column for Adams Central. Sydney Bernasek in for the Patriots. Katie Raider out for Adams Central. 4:08, clock will run now in period number three. Badgers in control by 12, allowing only 2 points to Adams Central in that second quarter. That Patriot, four quarters of consistency, has been a problem this season. There's a shot for three by Dillon. It's going to be in and out of there. No good. Skyler Dillon missed the shot. A battle for it in the baseline. Tipped into the lane. Picked up there and scoring. It is Hamus. Ball tipped into the lane, and Hamus grabs it and scores. Bennington getting all the loose balls. The pass picked off there. The Patriots will turn it over. Dillon will drive. She will shoot and score. Skyler Dillon off the steal scores, and it's 37-21. Biggest lead of 16. This game getting away from Adams Central. They're down now by 16. With 3:25 to go in period number three. Front court is Bumgarner. Bumgarner to Johnson, to Bernasek. Sydney right side to Bumgarner. Bounce pass to Shook. Left-hander for three, no good. The rebound out of there by Hamus. On Bennington, the Gansabom, long front court pass. Shook tries to save it. She does. Bernasek grabs it for Adams Central. The turnover there on Bennington, and Bernasek is fouled on the play. But Sydney goes to the floor. She's fouled on the play by Skyler Dillon. Shooting situation out of Central to play it in with 3:02 to go in period number three. 37-21 into the game. Anna Sowers and Abby Hunke for the and Alex Lowski for the Bennington Badgers, their first substitutions of this half. And Shook goes to the floor, so is her defender, and a foul going to be called on Abby Hunke. Abby just off the bench, commits that foul, her third, 2:55 to go third quarter, 16-point lead for Bennington. Bernasek wants to play it in, does in the corner to Shook, inside to Johnson, double team there, pass is going to be picked off by Gansabom. Gansabom double team in the corner to get good of the basketball to Hannah Sowers in the backcourt, back to Gansabom. So the steal by Carly and another turnover out of Central number 25. Gansabom into the lane, stops and pops from 14 and scores. 12 for Gansabom, and it's 39-21. Bennington slowly pulling away in the third quarter with 2.5 minutes to go. They lead up to 18. Shook now to Bernasek. Arizona tries to gather themselves. The Patriots have 7 points this quarter. There's a three up off and no good. The rebound is too hunky now to Hansen. Sammy Hansen will drive. He's pushed in the play. No whistle there. Missed the shot. Adam Central grabs the basketball, and a foul going to be called on, looks like, the Bennington Badgers. Indeed, it is with 2:09 to go. The third foul on Sammy Hansen. Anna Queen in. Sydney Niemeyer in. Connie Bostock in for the Patriots. Shook goes out. Johnson goes out. And Grimmett goes out. So Niemeyer on the floor with Queen and Bumgarner and Bernasek and Bostock. Bernasek from the corner for three. It'll be in and out. No good. Halfway down, rolled out. Four players battle for the basketball. Tie up. It'll stay with Adams Central. Ultimate possession. The Patriots will play it in. Bernasek can throw it in with 1:58 to go in the third quarter. 39-21 from the wing for three. Queen's shot is going to be no good. Niemeyer offensive rebound puts up the shot, partially deflected, and Torzon comes out of there with it for the Badgers. They have an 18-point lead. 16 points this quarter for the Badgers. They have the lead up to 18, driving a Torzon shot going to be no good. Hansen rebound shot going to be short, no good. A battle on the baseline. And Niemeyer had it, but was out of bounds when she touched that basketball, and it'll be Bennington throw in. Hunky the junior will throw it in with 1:35 to go. Does to Hansen from the inbounds play off the glass and good. Sammy Hansen has four and the lead up to 21 for Bennington, 41-21. And a Queen now on the front court, the Patriots. Cuffed here in the second and third quarter. Here's the pass picked off. Aaron passed there. Adam Settle turns it over once again. Patriots' wheels falling off in this third quarter of play. Bennington basketball with 1:07 to go. They have the ball towards on lost control. Picked off there by Josie Bumgarner on the steal. Underneath the Queen, chop it up and good. And a Queen with the steal goal. Pass from Bumgarner, and it's 41-23. Long run over of 11 points there by the Badgers, and they still have an 18-point lead, driving it funky, and she goes to the hoop, and she's fouled by Adam Sender. Bostock picked up the foul. Badgers were on a 11-point run before that field goal by Queen. So up and good by Funky. Foul of the act makes the first free throw, 42-23 Bennington. 46 seconds to play. Now Lowski, excuse me, at the line, makes them both. Lowski makes them both. And that makes it 43-23 in favor of the Badgers. They're up by 20 with 35 seconds to go. Patriot basketball in the offensive zone. It's Boniface. Can't get the shot off to Bumgarner to Queen. Back to Bumgarner, swinging on the right side to Boniface. 17-footer will be no good. Rebound up by Boss. Not going to be short. No good. A battle for it underneath the basket. And a foul going to be called on Adam Central, Sidney Niemeyer. And the ball will be played in. The Badgers will come the length of the floor. 22 seconds to go. They lead it 43-23. Adam Central gets the steal by Bostock as the Badgers turn it over. And Queen has the basketball now to Boniface. So maybe Adam Central will get the last shot off. But there's a pass picked off there. Adam Central, another turnover. Driving and scoring is Hunky. Abby Hunky with her first field goal. And it's 45-23. Badgers with 1 second to go. Throwing it up at the buzzer. It's good for three. And a Queen from about half court. A three-pointer at the buzzer. So Queen throws it in from half court. It will count, and it's good for three. And after three, Bennington 45, Adam Central 26. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Well, that half quarter, the buzzer by Anna Queen gives her 5 points in the game. The Patriots score 12 points in that third quarter, but they find themselves down by 19 after 3:45:26. 22 points in that third quarter for the Bennington Badgers. They outscore the Patriots 22-12. 11-point run included in those 22. Patriots down by 19 as this fourth quarter is underway. Adam Central on defense and they knock it out of bounds. Adam Central on defense, they're dancing the bomb to play it in just underway. Fourth quarter, 19-point Bennington lead. Counted to Westfall. Pass underneath, took away by Johnson, and Georgie will grab it. Nice steal there by Johnson. Gives it up to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch front court pass to Raider. 16-footer by Kaylee. Going to be in and out of there. No good offensive rebound. Chop it up and good. Georgie Johnson moves in there to get the offensive rebound. And score 45-28. Adam Central down by 17. And there's a foul in the front court. And the Adam Central Patriots there. Sixth non-shooting situation. Fourth foul on Cheyenne Gotch. Badgers to play it in. Badger basketball, Gansomom to the baseline. Her shot is deflected by Johnson. It goes to Niemeyer, but he can't control it underneath the Gansomom on the steal. And the easy basket for Gansomom. She had 14, 47-28. That's 28 turnovers in Adamson. They just lost the ball there. Goes to Gansomom right underneath the basket and had the easy bucket. Georgie Johnson on the other end misses a 15-footer. Niemeyer tries to grab a camp for the Patriots, but it's knocked out of bounds by Amos Bennington. Adam Central basketball down here 47-28, 1 minute gone in this fourth quarter. Bonifus plays it in to Rader. Top of the key with three off the front iron. No good. Long rebound comes to Rader, to Niemeyer, to Bonifus. Cross courts it to Gotch for three in the air. In the hole, Cheyenne Gotch for three. She has eight, and it's 47-31. Adam Centerwolves will have backcourt pressure. Man-to-man in the backcourt. And now Bonifus will be on the defense against Gantzebaum. Gantzebaum can play this offense, runs it, chops it up, going to be short this time by Corzon. Gantzebaum in the lane, grabs the basketball, dribbles it out there for Bennington. The right side to Westfall, to Dillon. Skyler in the lane, back out to Gantzebaum. Gantzebaum, Carly with it. Right of the free throw line, still on the drive, puts up the runner from seven, rolls off there, no good. Battle part on the baseline, it goes off of the Badgers, but a foul call for them. Ball goes out of bounds on Emily Bonifus. That's three on Bonifus. One and bonus coming up for Gantzebaum. One and one for Carney, the 17th foul on Adam Settle. She has 14, does Gantzebaum. The Badgers, 13 out of 17 from the free throw line. They get 14 out of 18, earning the bonus. Gantzebaum now with 15. At 16 yesterday in the overtime loss to Grand Island Northwest. Niemeyer out, and Alex Grimmett in for Adam Central. 6:12 to go in the ballgame. But again, second free throw is up and good. Gantzebaum, 2, 4, 6, 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. The Patriots have not made a free throw. Gantzebaum is 8 out of 8. Adam Central only shot 3. Bonifus front court for Adam Central now to Gotch. 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. 18-point Bennington lead. Pass is picked off inside. Another errant pass for Adam Central. Picked off there by Aaron Westfall. Westfall in the front court for the Bennington Badgers. To Gantzebaum for three, and it's good. Seven this quarter, 19 in the game. 52-31. And the Patriots are falling even further behind here. They're down by 21. Pass underneath for Durator. Shot up, no good. The battle for Bonifus comes out of there with it. Durator from 16, it's good. Kennedy Durator has seven. And it's 52-33. Bennington by 19, but Adams Central. It's a difficult 2-point second quarter, falling behind in this game by 9 at halftime, and the Badgers get 22 third quarter points and slowly pulled away in the game with a fourth foul there on Emily Bonifus. And going to the line will be Gantzebaum for the 1-1. Who missed her first free throw? She made 8 in a row, missed the bonus there. And on the baseline, grabbing the ball is Simmons. He's tied up. It'll be Adams Central basketball in the Auburn possession. Rihanna Shook in. Kaylee Rader out for the Patriots. 5:19 to play. 52-33 Bennington. So the second and third quarter telling the story here. Patriots outscored 13-2 in the second, 22-12 in the third, including an 11-point run in that third by the Badgers. And they have pulled away and have a 19-point lead. Shot up going to be no good there by Grimmett. And the ball is Rader, tipped away from her and out of bounds, and the Patriots will play it in. But then Rader, a quick rest, back in there. Shook's out there with Rader, Gotch, Georgie Johnson, and Alex Grimmett for Adams Central. 5:08 to go. Bounds pass goes to Gotch for Adams Central. Cheyenne with it to Shook. Brianna cross courts it to Grimmett. Back the other way to Gotch. Gotch on the right wing, top of the key to Shook. 1-3-1 zone defense extended here by the Badgers as they get the steal here, force the turnover. Driving pass underneath, nice pass underneath, shot put up and good. Going is Michaela Torzon, she has six, 54-33. Lead up for the second time to 21 points. There's a shot for three in and out by Cheyenne Gotch. Long outlet pass off the rebound. Skyler Dillon will drive. The pass back and intended for Torzon is picked off by Gotch. Badgers turn it over for the 19th time. Johnson at the timeline, front court to Grimmett. To Rader. Her shot up and good. Kaylee Rader for two. She has nine. And it's 54-35. Bennington with 4:15. Clock runs fourth quarter. Gantzebaum will drive. Goes to a couple defenders. Misses the shot. Shook rebound for Adam Central in the backcourt. Out pass to Johnson. Now to Gotch. Cheyenne with it across the timeline. Patriots shooting at the basket to our right in the second half. Johnson to Shook. To Gotch. Right side now. To Grimmett, inside to Johnson, double team there and tied up on the play. It'll be Bennington basketball. Now the goal is a turnover on Adams Central. Arnie Bostock, Sidney Bernasek. Jamie Gilbert, first appearance, the 5'9 senior out there for Adams Central. So Jamie Gilbert in the game. Also checking in Josie Bumgardner. Back in Alex Lowski for Gantzebaum for the Badgers, they also have Hannah Sowers back in the game. Cindy Hamus on the floor. Wolski has the ball in the backcourt. There's a pass picked off. Turnover Bennington, the steal there by Majors Bumgarner, and then she throws it away intended for Bernanke. 32 turnovers on Adams Central in this game. 3:44 to go. It's 54-35. Pass out of Dillon. It's Bennington controls. Dillon's pass is going to be taken out of there by Bostock. So the Badgers turn it over. Back to Adams Central. Shuffle drive for the Patriots. Puts up the left-handed shot off there. No good. The rebound by Hannah Sowers. She's fouled in the backcourt. Three Patriots surround Sowers, and a foul called on Sidney Bernostic of Adams Central. With 3.5 minutes to play, it's 54-35 Bennington. Sammy Hansen's going to check in for the Bennington Badgers. Adam Central has Bostock and Gilbert, Bernasek, Shook, and Bumgarner on the floor. The bell rings for the next class period here at the Minden Gym. Free throw good. Earning the bonus is Hannah Sauer. She now has 3 points. It's 55-35. Adam Central's going to fall here to 1-7 here and be done until next week. They'll go to Sandy Creek, in fact, on Tuesday. That's a big challenge here. Second free throw missed. Patriots grab the rebound. Shook with the basketball, lost it, but picked up by Bernostic. Bernostic double teams. Gets it to Bumgarner. Pass underneath. Shot put up by Gilbert. It's no good, but Jamie will go to the line to shoot two. She's fouled on the line. Jamie Gilbert played a little bit yesterday. Her first appearances of the season, basically, for Adams Central this weekend. Foul whistle there on Sidney Hamus for first. Jamie Gilbert to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Off the iron, no good. Missed the first. 55-35, Bennington. 3:16 to go. Jamie Gilbert, the senior, will shoot the second. I'll put the left hand. This one's up and good. 1 out of 2 for Gilbert. 55-36, Bennington. Pressure in the backcourt as Adams Central will go back on defense now. Skyler Dillon in the front court. The Badgers now can make the Patriots chase if they want. They try to get it inside, knocked away, but Gilbert picks it up, misses the short shot, picked around on the baseline, grabbed by the Badgers, and goes to Lowski, now to Dillon. Tyler Dillon with it, 2:55 to go in the ballgame. Dillon with the basketball, defense there by Shook, out of Lowski. Lowski, right side to Hamus, to Dillon. Skyler with it. Skyler Dillon now, pass going to be picked off there, the steal there by Bumgarner. Josie gets the steal, and she travels in the front court. So the steal and then the travel on Bumgarner. Back in will be Abby Hunky for the Badgers. Going out is Shook into the game for Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman, a 5'4 freshman. First appearance of the afternoon for Wiseman, the freshman. That's three freshmen on this roster, and they play quite a bit. Wiseman and Bumgarner and Bostock, but this is the first appearance for Wiseman. Bennington basketball. There's a tie-up in the front court. It'll be Adams Central basketball on that alternate possession. So the turnover on the Bennington Badgers. Number 23 on the Badgers in this game. Patriots with 33. 2:34 to go. 55-36 Bennington. Front court is Bumgarner. He's in the corner. Bernostic for three. Off the iron. No good. Battle on the baseline. Coming out of there with it is Sammy Hansen for the Badgers. They go 2-on-0 here. Driving all the way as Hunky puts up the shot. No good. Ball deflected to the foul line. Picked up there by Sowers for Bennington. And the Badgers control the basketball. It's Lowski inside to Sowers. She hits the deck, lost control, gives it up to the Patriots. And a foul in the backcourt. And Josie Bumgarner had the basketball and a foul on the Bennington Badgers. Lowski picked up her first 16 fouls. The Patriots still not shooting free throws. Adam Central is 1 out of 5 from the free throw line in this game. 2 minutes to play. It's 55-36. The Patriots will suffer their 7th loss. They'll be 1-7 on the year. There's a shot for 3 in the air. Going to be off there. No good by Josie Bumgarner. Bernostic grabs it on the baseline for Adam Central. Back out to Bumgarner. Josie takes a 16-footer this time. This one's no good. Offensive rebound and put by Bostock. No good. 3 chances all come up empty due to Patriots and the Bennington Badgers have the ball. 2-on-1 on the other end. Hansen with the basketball. Pass underneath to Hamus. Back out to Hunky. Abby whipping the Badgers will slow it up now a little bit. They're up by 19, and this one will go into the win column. It will be win number 4 for Bennington, and Tom Schumacher's team will for 1-1 in the tournament. 4-4 near. There's a shot up off. No good by Sowers. The rebound by the Patriots, Jamie Gilbert. Gilbert now to Wiseman. 1:10 to go in the ballgame. Fun court now is Bumgardner for the Patriots. And Wiseman with it. Back to Bumgardner. Left side to Bernasic. She'll take the three from there. Going to be off the iron. No good. Goes right to Bostock. Her shot up and good. Carly Bostock. That ball bounces right to Bostock off the rim. 55-38. Bennington by 17. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. Arsenal goes to Sandy Creek next Tuesday. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader. Got it for you on the breeze. KLIQ driving, shooting. It's Hanson and scoring, Sammy. Hanson with her 6 points. 57-38 Badgers with 35 seconds to play. And Bennington will go to 4-4 on the season. But the two middle quarters is telling the fate here for Adams Central. Outscored 13-2 in the second, 22-12 in the third after leading after one. Bumgardner for three off the backboard and rim and good. It'll be Bumgardner for three, and it's 57-41. So Bumgardner gets her first field goal. Final 10 seconds of the game. Driving is Lowski. Her shot up off, no good. Ball still on the floor. Now a jump ball called. It'll stay with Bennington with 3.9 seconds to go in the basketball game. Patriots will play it in. They get Sarah Allen in the ballgame. Sarah makes her first appearance. The sophomore, Sydney Bernasi, goes out. So a short appearance by Allen, but she's in the basketball game as the Bennington Badgers throw it in. Sammy Hansen gets the basketball, and the shot goes up, partially deflected. And that's the end of the ball game, and the final score, the Bennington Badgers 57, the Adams Central Patriots 41, as the Badgers outscore the Patriots 35-14 in the middle two quarters and go on to win it by 16. The final score, Bennington 57, Adams Central 41. We'll talk about this basketball game in 2 minutes.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. The Minden Junior High Gymnasium. And welcome back to our wrap-up of this consolation game in the girls' part of the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Consolation game goes to the Bennington Badgers over the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 57-31. Good first quarter for Adams Central. They led 12-10 after one quarter after falling behind 6-0 at the outset. But the Patriots go up and lead 12-10 after the first quarter. And after that, the Bennington Badgers kind of take over the basketball game. They held Adams Central to only 2 second quarter points, and that came with 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Lady Patriots got their only field goal from Carly Bostock, had only 2 points in the second quarter, while the Badgers had 13. Then in the third quarter, after the lead of 23-14, Bennington at halftime, the Badgers outscored the Patriots 22-12 end of the third quarter of play, and Bennington had the lead of 45-26 heading into the fourth quarter, and the Badgers ended up winning by 16, 57-41, had a couple of leads of 21 points in the fourth quarter, and won it by 16, 57-41. So the middle two quarters spelling the doom for Adams Central in this one, outscored 13-2 in the second, 22-12 in the third, 35-14 in the middle two quarters. Patriots outscored by 21 in those two quarters, ended up losing the basketball game by 16, 57-41. Adams Central only one out of five from the free throw line. They only shot five. They made one. The Bennington Badgers shot 22 free throws. They made 16. They were great from the free throw line. They were 16 out of 22. And again, the turnovers hurting Adams Central. We had them for unofficially 33 turnovers in the game. Bennington unofficially with 24. But Adams Central had a tough second quarter where they committed a good number of those turnovers in period number two and fell behind in this game after the half, 23-14, and then 45-26 after three. And Bennington wins it by the score of 57-41. For Adams Central, they're led in scoring by Kaylee Rader. She had 9. Cheyenne Gotch had 8. 5 for Anna Queen, including a shot from half court in the third quarter. Sydney Vernosik had 5. Carly Bostock had 4. Sydney Niemeyer had 4. Josie Bumgardner had a three-pointer in the fourth quarter for 4. 2 points for Georgie Johnson, and 1 point for Jamie Gilbert, the senior for Adams Central. So 9 for Rader, 8 for Cheyenne Gotch to lead Adams Central. The Patriots, 14 first-half points, 27 in the second, 41 in the contest. Carly Gansebaum, the leader of this ball club for Bennington, scored 19 to lead the way, including 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. She had 19. 8 points for Aaron Westfall, 9 for Sydney Hamas, 6 points each for the two post players, Michaela Torzon and Sammy Hansen for the Badgers, 3 for Hannah Sowers, 2 points for Alex Loski, and 2 for starter Skylar Dillon in the contest, and 16 out of 22 from the line for the Bennington Badgers, 19 for Gansebaum to lead the way, 8 for Aaron Westfall, and 9 for Skipper Famous. So the win for Bennington, 57-41 in the contest, and they go to 4-4 in the year. Adams Central now falls to 1-7 as they drop their third in a row. The Lady Patriots will be in action 3 times next week. They'll go over to Sandy Creek on Tuesday. They'll go to Loup City next Friday, January 6th, and they'll go to St. Paul on Saturday, January the 7th. Excuse me, they'll be home St. Paul on Saturday, January the 7th. So a big week coming up for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Their next outing will be Tuesday night at Sandy Creek, and you can hear the girls' boys doubleheader at Sandy Creek, Adams Central and Sandy Creek on one of our family stations on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 on next Tuesday night. Well, the consolation game, the consolation trophy goes, the championship goes to Bennington, 57-41 over Adams Central in this girls' game. Stay tuned, we're going to rejoin you in a few minutes. We send it back to the ESPN studios for the boys' consolation game, Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. That'll be coming up in a few minutes, and at about 2:30 or so, we'll rejoin you. We'll rejoin you exactly at 2:30 for that second game of our doubleheader, the boys' consolation, Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. That'll do it for the girls' consolation game. Again, the final score, Bennington 57, Adams Central 41. We'll rejoin you at 2:30 for the boys' consolation game from here in Minden.
Don't go away. The second game of our high school basketball doubleheader is minutes away on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.